hiring a million more federal employees is one solution to the doing more with less problem. Former Bush administration official John DiIulio proposed that in the Washington Post recently. He argues more employees overseeing the performance and spending of government projects will lead to cost savings and smaller bureaucracy eventually. Jeff Neal is senior vice president at ICF International and former chief human capital officer at the Homeland Security Department. And he's sharing some thoughts about this opinion piece in the Post on his chiefhro.com blog. And we have a link to it mirrored on federalnewsradio.com. And Jeff, you didn't come out and say it, okay? And I credit you for that. You don't do what I do, which is like to hit people over the head with stuff. But I have to confess, when I first read this piece in the Post, with all due respect to Mr. DiIulio, who's very smart and knows a lot about the federal government, my first response to this piece was, what was he smoking? And when does he think this is ever going to happen? Your response was not quite that emphatic, I take it, from what you're writing, Jeff. Is that fair to say?
Hi, Francis. No, I wasn't quite that blunt about what I was thinking. When I saw the number, I thought, well, I give the guy credit for coming up with something that's a different approach. And I have to admit that hiring a million federal employees and getting rid of that many or more state and local jobs and contractor jobs and not-for-profit grantee jobs is definitely an interesting and new approach. But I started thinking about, okay, one of the things that he said, there were two things he said that I took issue with. One was he did quote something about DHS saying DHS has 200,000 contractors, and that was actually the story 4 years ago, but DHS corrected that and pointed out that they actually have less than 100,000 contractors. So big difference in that. The other was he said that when you look at the federal workforce in, say, 1965 and the population, we had 193 million, I think, people in the population of the U.S. and 1.9 million employees in the federal government. Now we have 2 million employees and 316 million residents of the U.S. And so in real terms, relative to the population, the argument is the government has shrunk. And that's not a new argument, actually. OMB put a similar argument in their budget justification for the 2013 budget, although they didn't say you should go out and hire a million new federal employees. So I started digging into that. You know, I like to look into numbers, and I started looking into that number to see if it made sense. And then I realized that 50 years ago, the majority of the white-collar workforce was clerical. And actually, out of that 1.9 million employees 50 years ago, about 450,000 of them were in blue-collar jobs. So when you look at the types of jobs that run government, they're generally white-collar, non-clerical jobs. So I thought, okay, let's take a look at white-collar, non-clerical jobs 50 years ago or 60 years ago and compare that number to today. When you compare that number to today, the government's actually much larger. The government workforce, the non-clerical, white-collar workforce, is several times larger than it was, and it's actually grown at a rate that's very far outpacing population growth in the country. So I made the proposal not seriously at all. Hey, why don't we get rid of a million federal employees? And I went on to say that proposal is just as soundly thought out as hiring a million federal employees. Neither one of them is going to happen. And when you start looking at whether you need more employees or more contractors or less contractors or more stuff in the states or less in the states, you really have to look at the work that has to be done. You need to look at the cost of doing the work. You need to look at how many people you need to do it. And you need to do that on a much smaller level than just looking at the raw number of federal employees versus the population, because that tells you absolutely nothing of any value.
You cite something in this piece that I credit you for greatly, because we talk about this, you and I. I've talked about this on the program on a number of other occasions, and I'm guilty of something, actually, that I think a lot of my friends and colleagues in the federal community are guilty of, and that is thinking about the number of employees and thinking about the number of contractors and leaving out, as you do not, the number of grantees, the people who receive money from the federal government to execute grants and do work that traditionally, or at least in the past, I shouldn't say traditionally, but in the past, would have been done by some government employee, vis-a-vis research or something like that. And so you're getting the point that you're getting at that I think is very valid and wise is taking a look at all of the money that we're spending on people to do whatever jobs need to be done and figuring out where that money's going and what it's costing us. And that's something that's not happening at all in this conversation right now, I don't think, Jeff.
You're absolutely right, Francis, and that's what has to happen. You know, we've had this discussion before on other issues where we both agree it's hard work. And deciding what the size of government should be, or what the size of the contractor workforce, or what the size of the grantees, the number of the grantees should be, is hard work. And we can't reduce it to a simple formula based on something like the population and the number of federal employees. You have to really start digging into it. And the digging into the numbers that I did scratched the surface. It wasn't an in-depth set of, you know, of numbers I came up with. This was just scratching the surface. If you want to know how many people it takes to run a particular federal program, you need to look at that program. You need to look at what needs to be done. You need to look at how you're going to measure accomplishment. You need to look at a lot of different things. And so the deciding about the size of government is just like governing. It's a very hard thing to do. It requires a lot of thought. It requires a lot of analysis. And there aren't any easy formula that you can use that will give you a good number. They'll give you a good headline, which the guy in the Post did and which I did. I got a good headline out of it, too. But it won't tell you anything of great substance that helps you out in making those hard decisions.
Jeff Neal of ICF International's host of the ChiefHRO.com blog and sharing the contents of that blog with FederalNewsRadio.com. The key element, I think the seven most important words that you write in this whole post are focusing on this quote right here, the work that needs to be done. Now, Senator Tom Coburn is going to leave office at the end of this calendar year, and he will have not seen come to pass what he wanted and at least got legislation about. And that's an inventory of all of the things that agencies do, because you're right, you have to go and look at each of these programs. But a lot of the agencies say, well, we don't know all the things that we're doing right now. And so if you don't know all the things that you're doing, it's kind of hard to go and say, we need these people with these skills to be able to do these tasks.
I think that's true. We really don't know how many people are doing the government's work and how many are doing it in government, how many are doing it in states, how many are doing it in location, in localities, how many are doing that kind of work in nonprofit grantees. We really don't have those numbers. And absent those numbers, coming up with policy positions is really just taking shots in the dark. And I think when we're making public policy, since we are talking about money that is taken from taxpayers to do this work, and we're talking about the public trust and the responsibility to the public, I think we owe it to the taxpaying public to do these things in a thoughtful way and to actually have some facts and figures to back up what we say we want to do. And that sound, I know it's easy to say that, but it is a very hard thing to do. And most people don't want to spend the money on finding that out. They just want to make policy decisions and not do it based on real facts.